I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Remember what they used to call James Brown? Soul Brother Number One. JB was Soul Brother Number One in many places. But who was Soul Brother Number One in Nigeria? Well, that would be J.H., Johnny Hastrup. He earned the tag in 1966 after singing on one of the formative Afrobeat albums, Super Afro Soul, by O.J. Ekemode and his Modern Aces. Here's a track featuring Johnny Hastrup on vocals and a then-unknown Fela Kuti on trumpet. Later in 1971, Hastrup got an unexpected break. Ginger Baker, the former drummer with supergroup Cream, invited him to join his band on tour. That gave Johnny Hastrup a taste for the big time. And soon he was back in Nigeria to form his own band called Mono Mono. The group's debut album was called Give the Beggar a Chance. That album and two others in Johnny Hastrup's Afro-funk catalog have just been released on CD. It's a timely boost for an artist who suffered a few strokes in recent years, and it's a pleasure to have Johnny Hastrup joining us from San Francisco. Hello, Johnny.
Hi, Mongo. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Before we get to the re-release of these albums, I want you to take us back to when your career began in the 1960s. Who were you listening to, and what did you think of being dubbed Soul Brother Number One by all your Nigerian friends?
Well, I started listening to rock and roll music in the early 60s. And my very first song on stage as a singer was a song called Round and Around by Chuck Berry.
Round and Around by Chuck Berry, yes. Very well known.
Yeah.
To. Yeah.
And then from that point, I kept doing rock and roll until 1965, when I finally heard about James Brown's I Feel Good.
It seems everybody kind of discovered James Brown at the same time. You and Fela Kuti, and then everything changed. It was bye-bye rock and roll and hello funk.
Yes, and it was great to be singing soul music, because with soul music I was able to dance, and they have anointed me with Soul Brother Number One.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the rest is history.
So let's get to the music and the re-release of three of your albums, two from your band Mono Mono and your solo release, Wake Up Your Mind. Let's listen to some of your funky solo work. Johnny Hastrup, I need to ask you, when you hear these old recordings, and now they've obviously been remastered and cleaned up, what do you think? You're taken back some 40, 50 years.
Well, you know, it's funny because some of those songs I haven't heard in more than 30 years, and I like them.
They're very likable.
Very, very much so.
When you went solo, Johnny, did you have a clear vision of what you had in store for the band?
Well, when I came back from England, from playing with Ginger Baker, I had to start a new band in 1971. And the first band I had in mind was the band I called Mono Mono, which means lightning. And my message at that time was awareness. I was talking about enlightenment.
Mm.
My fans loved it. I got stuck with that title of being the High Priest of Awareness.
The High Priest of Awareness. I mean, you were really embracing the sounds of the time, but also folding in, as you say, awareness, political messages, which only a few disco and funk artists were doing.
Right.
What made you realize that you needed to say something in your music?
Well, in those days, in Nigeria, we got our independence. We became a republic, where at the same time, we seemed to get out from under the umbrella of the British ruling. So we still felt like the British guys were supposed to give us everything we needed. And I decided that the only way I can change that through my music is to start telling the youth that when you become aware of yourself and who you are, you don't need anybody to give you anything. And that's how I got into that political realm. Awareness is what you need. Awareness is what you need. When you think of yourself, think of the next man. Awareness is what you need. Awareness is what you need. Awareness is what you need. Discover yourself, discover your mind. Awareness is what you need.
Johnny, you now live in Oakland, California, and sadly you've had a few strokes. How is your health these days?
I'm hanging in there.
Are you working? Are you doing anything musically?
Well, I never stopped playing music because even though I've had the shortcomings of my legs and my hands being attacked by the stroke, I made a determination that nothing will ever stop me from playing music. And so I keep writing, and now I'm actually getting ready to go in the studio with some of my same guys.
From Nigeria?
Yeah. Because they're all here.
They're all in the Bay Area.
Yes.
That's fantastic. I'm curious to know what you think of the Afrobeat renaissance of recent years. You know, taking music that's 50 years old and injecting it with newer political ideas and lyrics. Does that excite you?
Absolutely.
Are you hoping this new album is also going to be part of that renaissance?
Yes.
So still Afrobeat?
Yes, very much so. I started Afrofunk because I wasn't going to call my music Afrobeat. Being that Fela and myself, although we were very good friends, we were channeling different directions. He was coming from a jazz point of view. I was coming from a soul point of view. So I wasn't going to be a copycat anymore. I started a music called Afrofunk.
He is Soul Brother Number One, Johnny Hastrup, Nigerian musician and legend. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
For more on Johnny Hastrup's re-released albums, just go to theworld.org. That's all for us today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. Join us again tomorrow.